The Parshas Masai always ends up during the Me'am Tzorim, during the 3 weeks. And over here we have in the Parshas Masai, you have the Parsha of Golos, the Parsha of Arei Miklats, and the Ritzeach who leaves the Golos. So maybe this we could learn, when one is Ma'ayin in this Parsha, maybe one could learn from the Golos of the Ritzeach what our Golos is and how we can get out of our Golos by learning the Parsha of Golos. We call this Golos when a Ritzeach goes into Arei Miklats. And we, Klal Yisrael, in Golos now, we want to be able to go out of this Golos. We shouldn't have a Tisha B'Av. So what do we see in the Parsha of the Ritzeach that we can learn from our Golos, that we can ever get out of our Golos? We find the Gemara in Makkos tells us, which is to understand the reason why the Yitzia, why the Ritzeach leaves Golos when the Kohen Gadol dies. Why is that attributed to the Kohen Gadol? Seems to be there's a tain on the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol dies, the Ritzeach gains from the death of the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara tells us in Makkos Daf Yud Aleph that the reason is the Kohen Gadol is at fault that he wasn't mispalel. He didn't daven for the Ritzchim, that he didn't daven that this shouldn't happen. It's actually a very interesting Targum Yenison in this week's Parsha. The Targum Yenison says that the reason he didn't daven, when do you think he didn't daven? He didn't daven in the Kotchi HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur, that they shouldn't have Ritzichas. Now this is dealing with people, if you think about it, a Ritzicha that happens to a person that's negligent in this Ritzicha. So again, it's only on the level of a Shoygik. But even within the Shoygig, it's not something that is totally not at fault. Chazal learn it's only if you derech Yerida. Derech Aliyah, if it happens that he killed someone derech Aliyah, he does not go to Golos. And some of the Mefarshim learn is the reason is because that's already called an accident. It's already called not called his fault. An Oinus clearly does not go to Golos. So we're dealing with a Shoygig, a mistake that happened derech Yerida. And Chazal tell us many times, the fact that this incident happened through him, obviously before this, somewhere in his lifetime, he did something that Hashem made this thing happen through him. So we're not talking about somebody over here who is a tzaddik, somebody over here has done wrong in his life, and the Kohen Gadol has the obligation to daven on behalf of such people. People that may not be the best people in society, but the chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol is to daven for them to make sure they don't come to do these things. That's what the Kohen Gadol's job. The Kohen Gadol's job is to daven for these people. And because he wasn't mispal of them, the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara tells us that even if the Ritzicha happened before the Kohen Gadol was already in office, but the Gemar Din only happened after the Kohen Gadol was appointed, he goes out with the Misa of the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, what should the Kohen Gadol done? The Misa took place before he became the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, he should have davened that this person should have been, the Beis Din should have found him innocent, the Beis Din should have found him potter from Golos. So already the Mefarshim, the Aruch HaNer, and other Mefarshim are bothered by, the Kohen Gadol should daven that the Dayonim should err up. The Dayonim should make a mistake and find this person innocent from. So the back of the Gemara, there's this Hagos from the Marikoyim. He says, interesting halacha. The halacha is brought down that if Beis Din find every, for the Beis Din, when it comes to Hilchas Ritzicha or Ritzeach, if the whole Beis Din finds somebody be chayef, the halacha is the person's potter. You have to have that someone says he's potter. But if the entire Beis Din come out that he's chayef, so he should be mispalel that all the dayanim should see that this person is chayef in Golos, and therefore he'll be potter from Golos. That's the way he learns. But clearly, again, this is all tainas on the Kohen Gadol that he didn't daven. The Kohen Gadol's job is davening. There's a very fascinating Meshech Chachma in Parshas Chukas. The Meshech Chachma is really medayken from word in the Pasuk. It says, when Aaron died, the Pasuk says of him in Parshas Chukas, Vayiro kol ha'edu ki gova Aaron, the whole Klal Yisrael saw Aaron died, Vayivcho Aaron shleshem, kol Beis Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael died. Says the Meshech Chachma, why is kol Beis Yisrael? What about the Reitzchim? They were happy when Aaron died, that they now can leave Golos. Zok the Meshech Chachma, it's his own Kiddush, but that means Medake from the Pasuk. Kol Beis Yisrael. When Aaron was around, there was no Reitzeach in Golos. And they say Meshech Chachma. The reason this is Kol Beis Yisrael. There was no one left Golos. Pshat is the way I understood what the Meshech Chachma is telling us. Aaron lived up to what he's supposed to be, and he davened. And because Aaron davened, he was zoicha that taka, there was no Reitzchim in his lifetime. And therefore when he died, Kol Beis Yisrael, Vayigva Kol Beis Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, they're right. That's where we see what the job of the Kohen is. Not only the job of the Kohen, is that we find also another mid which the Kohen has, which the Mishnah Novice in Parak Aleph tells us, a Talmid of Shel Aaron is Oyev Sholem, Roidev Sholem, Oyev Sabris of Karvan HaTorah. The whole purpose of the job of Talmid of Aaron, Aaron taught us this concept of Roidev Sholem, running after Sholem, davening, taking care of people's needs. That's what Aaron did. Exactly what we're saying, you daven for people who may not be the best of society, and that's what Aaron HaKohen did. So over here, when in the Beis HaMikdash, we find that the whole Beis HaMikdash really is this concept. The concept of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring karbanos for people who erred in life. They made a shaykh, they made a mistake, and they bring a karban. That is what the whole Beis HaMikdash is for, to miskar of people. That is to bring people back to where they should be. That's what the Beis HaMikdash. So who are the ones that serve in the Beis HaMikdash? The Kehanim HaMushlim Misholim. But how far does it go? We find Chazal tell us that Kehanim have a trait called kapdonis. They mark that kapdonis. Gemara says that in Baba Basra we had a special get for Kehanim because they get angry, and once they divorce their wife, they can't take her back. So they made a special prolonged delayed get for them. But Kehanim were known to be kapdonim. And Kehanim were known to be, and they had this milah, this mid of sholim. Because they had this kapdonis, on the other hand, they were Muslim and Bidis HaSholim. One could say that Pshat is when Aaron HaKohen, when a Kohen Gadol doesn't daven for his, so he's missing in his whole purpose. A Kohen's job is to be Mar B'Sholem, Oyev Sabrias. If he's not Mispalel, he doesn't deserve, so he's going to die. He's going to die means the Reitzchen is Machlech to the Gemara. If the Reitzchen is going to daven, they should die. The Reitzchen are going to daven to save him from death. But at the end of the day, a Kohen Gadol that's not deserving, that didn't daven for these Reitzchen, there's an Oynish on him. Because he did not live up to his purpose. His purpose of the Kohen Gadol is to be Mispalel for these people. They shouldn't do Ritzicha. And if he does, and he ends up Reitzchen, so there's a taina against him. There's a problem against him. And he doesn't deserve to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Makim of Sholim. So what we see from all this is, one who is Mar B'Sholim, or one who cares about others, that's what brings the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the schus of the Kohen Gadol living is, when he's maspalel for other people, when he's mar b'shalom, he's oyev zabrias. We know that Beis HaMikdash was chor because of sinas chinam. That's the same idea. If you have sinas chinam, you're not deserving of the Beis HaMikdash. So one who is mar b'shalom, one who increases peace and looks to oyev zabrias and makarvan la Torah, even for the ones of society that may not be the one living up to par, may not be living, that's where a person brings back the karav zagula. So when we learn the parshas of Golos, if we understand for the way the Mashiach Chachma learns that Aaron HaKohen never had any Ritzeach. He didn't have a Golos. So one has Taka, his Mispalel for other people, and one has Mar B'Sholim. There's no need for Golos. And that will bring back the Geula. If we made Oyev Esabriyas and Mekarvan La Torah, and we made Oyev Sholem and Oyev Sholem, will be Zoycha to Geula Shlem of Meher of Yemenah.